the Girl Scouts.
Okay. I'll go ahead and call the Board of Works and Safety to order. It's Tuesday, November 27th, 5:19 p.m. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Eagles.
Here.
Crowd.
Here.
Have you all had a chance to read the Board of Works minutes from the 13th meeting? And were there any changes or corrections? Hearing none, can I have a motion?
Accept the minutes as presented.
So moved.
Okay, is that a second?
Yes.
Okay. Further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. I'm going to change some things around, so I apologize in advance. We have a retirement letter that came in from Terry's department, dispatcher, who's planning on retiring in, I think it's January, is that right? And officially it'll be March, but with time off and saved up time.
What I would like to request from the board is if, and after discussing with the mayor and Rosie today, if we could start the procedure as far as taking applications and going through applications and stuff like that in, you know, December, so we could get this process started. I'd let Rosie explain to you that we have enough money in the budget to cover the person so we could bring them online in January possibly and start training. But what I'm requesting right now is the fact that we could start the process. The board will allow us to start taking applications and start looking for a replacement.
And the reason I told them that we have the funding is because they're a year on probation for a year, so they're making the minimum. And it's already budgeted for a full-time person, so all that.
If we have somebody that has, again, like Jim or James Wagner, you know, that has no experience, we're looking at minimum 6 months of training. So
that's why they'd like to get started early.
You need to add into a motion or just a confirmation?
I think probably having a motion to proceed would be nice.
I make a motion and we proceed with a request that Terry is looking to replace a upcoming vacant position. This is not an addition to, but to replace a vacancy in preparation for January 2013.
Second.
Okay, any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. You may move forward.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, you want to give your report. Terry has to leave a little early, so if you want to give your report. Well, I know you sent it out.
Okay, I sent it out. Let me see. I replaced a computer or hard drive and a computer and utilities that had crashed last week for one of Rosie's girls, and met with Butch Steiner at SDS on the fiber location out at the park's new bathroom location to see. It's not in the best location right now, but we worked through that today and got that taken care of so he can move forward with the installation and repair of that equipment. I'm trying to remember from memory now. And I took a webinar that the mayor had found on Facebook type
Twitter,
public information and through IACT, which was quite beneficial. And I was out today with, I installed a new laptop at the water department today, and then was out with Brad getting his equipment set up for the project he's working on with the county. I think that's all I have.
Okay. Questions of Terry? Okay. Thanks, Terry.
We were able to get 3 terabit drives instead of the... So, that was good. We were able to get 2 of those, so we should have plenty of
space.
Good.
Very good. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you.
I'm also going to let Mark go early because he has to get over to an appointment also. So.
Yeah.
The rest of you are not. I apologize.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Mark.
Okay. Kind of an update. I'm sure Jeff will kind of talk about this too, but the Bridge and the Trail project is still progressing quickly. Looks really nice back there, and there's been a lot of excitement, people calling and talking, asking questions about it. So. And people using it, but just so everybody knows, we are the park board decided last night to not pave it during the winter and kind of rope it off so people are not on it. The reason for that is because Niblock is not going to put asphalt or sealer surface over the top of it until the spring next year. So us plowing it and taking care of it would probably damage it a little bit. We don't want to do that. So if anybody is asked about that, we'll plow the rest of it and take care of the rest of the trail, but not that new section. We started today working on the bathrooms at the pavilion, and so we'll be gutting that and start the demolition to repair those and make them look a lot nicer. So that's underway. The playground equipment did come in, and it's going to be delivered this week as far as us storing it until we get the bathrooms done, and then we'll see about installing that later on. But we're glad that that's in, and that the current playground is out and gone. So Dashing Through the Snow 5K is next Friday, December 7th. If anybody's interested in running in that, they not too late to sign up. Love to have you. The proceeds for that goes toward the water that we use for the splash pad payment of that. Quick pool update. Last night, okay, if I...
Yeah, this is the part that I said will be coming out in a press release. So
okay. Yeah, you. The mayor's put together a press release stating this, but the park board decided, they passed a motion to close Burnworth Pool after the 2014 season. Unless a major expense occurs that is over $20,000, then the pool will close earlier. The second part of that is there also will be an aquatic facility task force made up of community members, maybe council, school board, park board, different other groups and businesses in town. I think we totaled 15 potential people to be on that we'll start looking into a new facility. And the hope is, if everything comes together like we hope, that there wouldn't be a gap with no pool. That might be a dream, but that's, I guess, the goal. So that's where we're at with that. And also, the fence quote was awarded today for DeVol Field, and I think they're going to get on that here pretty soon and start working on that. So,
questions of Mark?
Mark, you made a comment about people using the trail, and I guess, Marshall, your thoughts of I've seen people walking on it. I mean, do we need to do anything to try to encourage them not to use it? Or
there's good luck.
Yeah, I know. I was walking up the hill there by Countryside along 30.
Yeah.
There was like four or five people walking up that hill, and it's muddy. And so I don't know. I mean, enter at your own risk, but
I can report, Walt, that tomorrow morning, Niblock and Engineering Resources and I will be walking the trail to define how we want the finish work to be done from the edge of trail out to the edge of the construction scope parameters. And they're going to start on that Thursday. So hopefully they'll have all the dirt work done yet this year. But, you know, you're still going to get, from weather events and what have you, some dirt, mud on the trail itself. It's inevitable.
I understand.
I think your point is well heeded. And actually that was talked about last night also. Was the fact that, you know, we would really prefer people to stay off of that trail until it's completed next spring. In fact, I think we're planning on maybe putting up temporary signs that says closed till spring.
I would do that as opposed to iterate your own request.
Okay.
Definitely to stay closed.
So, yeah, so we really caution the public that they not use that trail until it's completed.
Is the bridge open that they can cross? Or
no.
No.
Now the second of both abutments, concrete abutments, are now done. They're scheduled to come back in now and start working on the deck itself and the handrail. They still anticipate having the bridge completed yet this year. So.
And then will it be temporarily closed when it is done?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I know that, you know, Mark's staff is not interested in plowing that off just to get to a, you know, an empty other side, if you will. So.
Okay. Yeah. I understand the good challenge. I was just curious of how do we protect ourselves the best possible way.
We're going to have some signs made, and we'll put those out again.
Yeah.
After that, I'm not sure we'll kind of police as much as we can when we're there.
Right.
I don't know what happens when we're not there. So.
Okay.
And there's also, as a completely different side note, there's also two beaver dams that have been built in that river. And I instructed Mark to contact the county. And I don't know if you got a chance to do that yet. I think Brandon Forrester would be the first start, right, Jeff?
Yeah, I told him the same thing.
Okay.
We're on the same page.
Okay. So, you know.
If you'd like to see them before they're destroyed.
They're awesome. Cool. Yeah. They really are awesome.
Yeah. But I guess you can see where the trees were cut down, if you will.
Yeah. And it's two of them. The other one's probably 50 yards away from it. So it's got blocked off at one level, and you go 50 more yards, and it's blocked up another level. And if you look at the river by the park office, it's just not moving at all. And, you know, we're like, why is it like this? And we found out why.
So. Okay. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. Okay, so we'll move forward in our schedule. Request to close streets. And for the, I think, third meeting in a row, we have Fire and Ice Festival. Was there updates on that, Rosie? I thought I saw.
Yeah, I did talk to her, Becky Walter, and she said that it is a go. And she says she still don't know about how long it's going to take, if she's even having entries, but she would like to request to go ahead and have it shut off from 2 to 5, she said. Or 11 to 2. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. 11 to 2. And she said hopefully that's enough. It may not even be that long. It may not be at all. But she's requesting the everything through the Fire and Ice program. They are going to have it.
Okay. Questions, comments, concerns?
Are they requesting four road close signs then with that? Is that how I'm...
Yeah, they'll have to have some just from this alley here. Well, I don't know where you want to put them.
Well, it looks like they have a little map here that shows from in front of Ball Furniture going down towards Main Street.
Yeah.
So those two ends of Van Buren plus Chauncey would have to be,
yeah,
right?
I would say so. I'd say, yeah, work with...
Yeah. Just wanted to make sure we're looking at that.
Right.
We plan on closing it off at the alley or just closing it off at Main?
Well, I don't know whether you want
to. It'd have to be Main, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I figured. I just wanted to make sure. Okay. Can I have a motion?
I'll make a motion that we accept the road closure for... January 19th from 11 to 2 o'clock for the outhouse race.
And Fire Night Fest.
And Fire Night
Fest. I'll second the motion. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay. Next up is the automated energy agreement. Walt, I know you and Jeff had some discussion on it. Marcia, I know that you were working on some things. Is this something we maybe want to table again? Or
you know, honestly, Mayor, I'd like to have Marcia go ahead and make sure that the proposed agreement between the customer, our customer and the city would be distributed to you.
Okay.
But Ron Gallmeyer's on vacation through the end of this week, and we're still awaiting a status on the meter. For the first customer that signed on. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't see a problem with waiting for another two-week period.
Okay.
It allowed the board to further review and examine that material that I've provided.
Sounds good.
I did have one question for Larry on that. Is it read right along with the handhelds? You know?
You would have to be read individually, I mean physically.
So we can't download it. It's going to be an extra read for somebody.
The way I understand it, yes.
Okay.
So
that's actually creating a little bit more work for our people to, if the company chooses to partake in this. So it's not an automatic radio read with that new meter.
And
I don't know that it is or isn't. I haven't gotten to that level. I have to defer to Larry.
He said something about possibly there's a way that he could order it that it could be read, but they haven't given him any figures or anything either way, so at this point, we're kind of in the dark.
Sounds like we had absorbed the cost of that.
Oh, yeah.
The meter replacement.
Which is very expensive.
And depending on the cost of it, I mean, is that something we should add to the cost of them doing the business instead of us absorbing that cost?
No, I'm trying to remember the full package here, but I think one of the things that that Larry or maybe Jeff and I had discussed, I don't remember, maybe Larry was part of it too, because it's been a while now, but I think what we had kind of thought was it's a one-time basically installation type thing, and it's a service to our larger customers that pay a good percentage of the dollars that actually come into the electrical department. And so that's why we kind of, that was the justification, I think, if I'm remembering correctly. Does that sound right, Jeff?
Yeah, the city would pick up the one-time meter fee.
Meter
as
fee.
I understood it from Ron, eventually all the industrial power accounts are going to end up having to be changed over at some point. It's not urgent, but it would give us a head start anyway. Yeah. So
I think the worst case scenario was it 22 people that fall in that category, or 22 businesses?
Oh,
around, yeah.
So I mean,
20 something, yeah.
That's if we had 100% participation. Mm-hmm. And so I think we're still kind of fact finding, but I just kind of put it in perspective where the minimum is pretty small. I mean, the maximum risk is pretty small, how many. But if only five people sign up, then obviously it's just five people we have to support. So, but I think we're still kind of verifying and how it really functions and how it really reads. I would think if there's a electronic connection somehow, you know, there might be some ways to do that. So I don't know if we got all the information we need yet.
Okay, because like I said before, after reading through this, I felt like we were just basically, I mean, we had to be involved just to be the bridge between the company and the that company and the company using the electricity, and we just had to be the bridge. But now it also looks like we're going to be adding some other cost to our end of it to provide this benefit. And I just, you know, after hearing that tonight, that's why I'm a little more concerned as far as, you know, what is that cost going to be to us. So I understand that they're one of the major...
Well, and I think it's kind of a double thing. I mean, yeah, number one is we're still finding that cost, number one. I think the original estimate was something like, was it $600 or $700?
Right.
Does that sound right?
That was somewhere, that was close.
Okay, I thought that was close to the original thought cost. But secondly is the fact that was pointed out by Jeff is that ultimately these meters are going to have to be changed out. In the same way as the water meters being changed out, these meters are going to have to be changed out. I don't remember the reasoning, though. Do you remember the reasoning why those meters had to be changed?
It was too technical for me.
Okay.
Because Ron was talking XYZ meter and some other thing.
I know.
He kind of lost me. That deer in the headlight bug.
Yeah.
But with the new water meters, is it not, am I not correct that we can tell what people are using on a daily basis with...
Yeah, the program.
Already?
Yeah, you buy your own software program, and you can download the meter, all the information yourself. You don't need to have another company do it. I mean, that's the way the meters are designed now, yeah. So you could probably... you know, whatever meter they're looking at, probably buy that program and get the information yourself and give to them as somebody else to give to them.
And I don't know if there's, if that's the same type of way with electric as it is with water. I don't know, but so I think going back to Walt's point, yeah, it's still kind of a fact-finding thing, but it's a, yeah.
You're going to just start popping up some questions.
That's okay. That's what this time is for. Anything else? So do we want to, that agreement that Marcia had, do we want to do that now or do you want to wait or it's up to you?
No, it's just something.
Get it distributed for him to review.
Okay.
Yeah,
between
not,
now and the
not
next.
It's anything for you to approve.
Okay.
It's just something that we would give them to say that they're, it's just something I've got. And the only thing is I found a couple typos in it from my secretary, so I need to.
Okay.
But I do have it's just a real brief little thing here.
You want to just drop it in our Dropbox when it's ready?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay. Very good. Great. Okay. Well, then we'll move on to the next item, which is the resolution 2012-36. Can I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Okay. And I will second for the discussion or questions. All in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Please read 2012-36 by title only.
Resolution 2012-36, a resolution of the Columbia City Board of Public Works and Safety adopting the ADA transition plan for the City of Columbia City, Indiana.
Now, as I understand this, this is something that at our last Mayor's Roundtable, Tony Mayo from the Department of Transportation had discussed this with each of the mayors about how critical this piece is and how it's necessary. And it's been very interesting to find out how a lot of other cities and towns don't even know what this is, and yet at the same time we as a city are so much farther forward in the fact that we're done with our transitional plan basically and we're ready to move forward. So I think that says a lot about our staff. It says a lot about Kelly and Rosie and Marcia and I don't know if Beth had a part of this too, but the individuals on our staff, it says a lot about their forward thinking. So with that being said and with that prelude, does someone want to discuss the plan a little bit in detail so that the public kind of has an understanding of what it is and they're all looking at each other. Okay.
This is another federal Highway Administration compliance mandate, basically, that the ADA Act of 1990 to remove barriers for public, and I think the timeline for the transition plan is I think the end of December of next month, and you know, our plan was kind of based on the ADA ramps around the city, and we have a number. There's like 77 of them, I think, that are in compliance, and 400 and maybe 15 or something like that that are out. And our plan was to have those identified on a map and have the cities divided into 10 sections and just start in first section and section A and just start replacing ramps with the funding from different areas that we can get our funding from, and then just work through one section until we get all of them replaced. But then as we work through this, there's some other things I think that we have to discuss and figure out through like the coordinator, I guess, and some things like that. I don't know if Dan or Marcia or Rosie would want to add to some of that as far as...
Well, in the resolution, we want to change... Actually, in the resolution and the transition
plan itself.
Compliance, yeah. Change Kelly out and make the ADA coordinator the human resource director.
if that's what her official title is.
That's pretty much in her job description. And when this all came around, I was just thinking, okay, we're going to put Kelly in there. But technically, he's over the streets and the sidewalks and stuff, but if somebody has a grievance over, like, City Hall, they need somebody to go to, and it really shouldn't be Kelly. And if somebody has a problem over the streets, they'll go to her, but she directs it then to whoever is the person.
That's good, because when I first read through this, I thought, this is another federal thing coming down that they want to implement, but they have no clue what they just mandated and put the responsibility on to somebody that, you know, we're asking a street superintendent to go look at buildings. Mm-hmm. Personally, I'm not saying you can't do that, but
it's not a good use of your time.
When you physically put a name on this document, that mm-hmm. puts them, liable. And that's why I'm glad to see that you wanted to change that to HR director, so there's no specific name given for on the document. I think that's a great thing.
Well, but there will be a name in the document. We're required to put a name.
Well, but it's a little broader thing, because to put him in charge of inspecting a building, you know, that might not be in compliance with the ADA regulations. Now, I can almost live with the fact that he might, you know, look at the sidewalk ramps and, you know, things that is maintained by the city as far as street. If you ask a street and sewer superintendent to be in charge of looking at ADA compliance of buildings and things, I think that's stretching it a little bit. It's not fair to him. But, you know, if we do go through the proper channels with going through the HR, I think that would be much wiser.
I think, again, I think the position is in the coordinator, okay, and the coordinator may have to reach out for the resources to support the investigation or whatever. So, but I think that's what I understand, that it's more of the position other than the individual. And again, as I heard you say, Marcia, you have to put a name.
Yeah, I believe we're responsible for, we're required to actually have somebody
okay.
in there.
That's what that was what I was wondering, if it was a position or a name or both. So, And so, again, just clarifying what you said, it's going to fall under human resources as the coordinator.
Correct.
Okay, and then they can reach out to whoever.
Correct.
That is, professional in mm-hmm. that situation. So, okay, I'm fine.
I did.
And just a really quick note on this. One thing I just got this email this afternoon on this with that whole topic. If you approve this, and again, we need to have something. I wouldn't mind you doing at least a first approval based upon that change. We'd still have time then to do it finally in the next meeting. But I guess this is a resolution, so we can't just wait until the meeting table.
I was going to say, I did find one change I told Rosie, and that's in under number 2 at the bottom of the first page. It says the City of Columbia. So we just need to add city to there.
Okay.
And and then any time where it says street superintendent.
Right, correct. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So I guess the whole ADA transition plan and the resolution would be changed wherever Kelly's name is reinserted.
Okay. I was just
and then the grievance process too, right?
Right. I was just wondering if we could just do it by title only. That way you don't have to rewrite this if there's ever a change in that position. So I didn't know if that was an option.
I don't know. Tell me tomorrow. I talked to her today, but did we talk about that? I don't think we said a name. I just asked if it had to be you. But I never got a chance to call after other girl either, so.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I trust you. I mean, whatever we have to do to be in compliance, I'm okay with
it. But I agree. It would be easier in the long run just to put a department, you know, or an office, let's say it that way, than to put an actual name.
But one note, when we were going through this, and I appreciate all of Marcia and Rosie's hard work they put into this too, with passing emails back and forth and then finding, you know, changes and trying to get this thing tightened up. When I first we first started talking about it, looked like it was more just defined 2 ramps, you know, but then it was a more broader area when you look into it. But one thing that I haven't ever found is I can't ever see where there's a timeline to have the ramps done, you know. So I think we have in here that at a minimum maybe of 10 per year. So, you know, whatever we can do above that we'll do, or how many ever we can get done in a section per year we'll do. But, you know, if money's tight and or time or whatever, you know, we can just do 10, you know, and that's kind of what we stated in here. So.
Now you're saying just put the HR director's name in there, not the personal name?
Right, just with title.
If that's
kind of
what I was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of the first
place.
Yep, I agree.
I can call them all and ask.
It says name and position of the official.
That's
the
name.
Okay.
And
so
I thought it did. It says that specifically. The plan elements, name and position of the official.
Okay.
We'll have to update the plan. That's right.
Okay.
Hopefully, we won't have to change it much. Okay. So, did I understand right that since it's a resolution, we'll just table it till the next time, and then
yeah,
we will pass the full amount
of
it? Okay. Any other questions or comments with that that would be helpful?
Mayor?
Yes.
The other thing you could do, of course, is pass it subject to the fact that we're changing that one element. And, I'll review it the next time. That way, the passage would actually be tonight. But, again, it's a resolution, so you might desire.
Well, if you were comfortable with the rest of the stuff, everything else is pretty much the way it has to be.
I'm okay with that option, just to put closure to it.
That way we have people out sick, or I guess I'm just saying if we don't have a quorum, to go ahead and get it passed, so we know we've got it passed.
I'm perfectly okay with that. So if someone would like to make a motion, I will entertain that.
I'll make a motion under the resolution number... Bear with me. I'm sorry. 2-12-36 that we accept it as presented with one exception, that the name change will become under the HR director and her name. I guess I'm kind of stumbling here. We need to make that acknowledgement that it just be under her name and the department that she represents.
It's just that all the documents are going to change it from Kelly to Beth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the street superintendent and Kelly to the HR director and Beth.
Okay.
That's the only thing that will be changed except for adding city on number two of the resolution.
Okay.
I get a little huffy about things like that.
Well, no,
sorry.
I do. You're back on the
list. Okay. So I'll try this again, that we change the name from Kelly Serval to Beth, Human Resource Director, to be our ADA coordinator.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. We have passed the ADA transitional plan and resolution. Okay. Well, I believe next up is Donahue. Which would fall into Jeff's court. So, Jeff, go ahead with Donahue.
Sure. The first invoice to consider tonight is on the programming for the miscellaneous improvement project. And, Rosie, all I can see here is the summary, not the actual invoice. It's
$3,640. I would have to cut down another tree. But
I wondered about that, but I figured they went together.
It was a good detail on what was covered under the invoice. It's just I can't find the invoice anymore. You'll see that it was programming for the clarifiers and recycle pump station work, and I don't know that Brady has come back to do any post-startup. He was present for the startup services to make sure that everything interfaced with Crosby's startup. And did he have any additional work at this point after that?
No, not at this point, no.
So this will probably end up being the final invoice for this purchase order and their part of the project. It would be my recommendation that the board approves it in the sum of $3,640.
All there was those two pages.
I only see the one.
I only see the one on electronic. Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's one on the second page.
Rosie?
Huh?
Is this the open PO that I have with them, or is this part of the contract, or is this one?
That open PO.
This is that open one?
Yeah.
Okay. Have we used all that up?
No, there was still some remaining.
There's still some, okay. All right.
That's the last one. Maybe it's stuck together on its hand.
Do you have the original that they can look at?
Yeah, you bet.
Say, I wish I was getting that right. It's getting right. So moved. Sorry, I guess I should know the invoice number.
I'll let you.
Okay. Invoice number 12135-02 for Donahue and Associates in the sum of $3,640?
Correct.
Okay.
Second.
Further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay, we'll move on to Crosby.
The first of two Crosby invoices is pay application number 5. This is their final invoice for actual work that was done on the project. Everything is in order. It's been reviewed and signed off of by Donahue in the sum of $52,700. And my recommendation, the board approve.
Questions?
I like final. I make a motion that we accept Jeff's recommendation for payment to Crosby, payment number 11136-5 for the amount of $24,430. Maybe that's not the correct. I'm sorry, that's not the correct one.
Yeah.
The correct one is $52,700.
First number sounded better.
I know, I like that.
I'll second. Further discussion or questions? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous.
Real small one here.
We'll consider that next here. That's actually their final invoice for the project, period. It's their retainage release, and it is, as Walt had indicated, $24,430. And everything is functioning the way it was supposed to, and everything that they were required to get us has been received. The red line drawings, the O&M manuals. Trying to remember what all, but it's complete now. So, it'd be my recommendation the board does release the retainage.
I'm going to put that last number for the next one. Okay, so I will make the motion to approve payment number 11136-5R in the sum of $24,430.
Second.
Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay. when you talk about the certificate of
substantial, the substantial conflation, Rosie and I were talking about this, and it's always a good idea to bring these documents in for final board approval. First of all, it records the date of when they had submitted it to us, that everything was functioning the way it was supposed to. Obviously, you start looking at warranty periods beginning at those times. Also, since this is an SRF funded loan project, it provides that information to the Indiana Finance Authority that we have considered signed off. Donahue Associates has signed off on this as well, and it'd be a matter of the board just accepting it as substantial completion as of November 13th.
And that starts the warranty.
So you just need us to approve substantial completion?
Yeah. Okay.
I make a motion that we accept the recommendation for the substantial completion certificate. Work that was performed at the WPFC improvement project. Contract was signed December 30th, 2012. Document number is 12148. That effective today's date, the warranty period will start. Is that correct, Jeff?
I was as of the 13th of November, but if anything happens, it's good.
Right. Okay. I'm sorry. November 13th. Not today's date.
Second.
Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay. Very good. Thank you. I think we move over to Corpro, and that is Water Department. Function. I don't remember. I'm not looking at my agenda, so I'm assuming that's next. Okay. So bills is next. I apologize. Has everyone had a chance to look at the bills?
Let me get back to me.
Is it loading?
Yeah. It was. I looked at them.
Do you have a total amount there?
Yes.
Okay.
712.
They're coming up now. Oh, it's the bottom. I get a lot that has a lot of money.
Okay. Can I have a motion then to approve the bills?
Okay, we accept the bills as presented.
Is there a total amount on there?
$712,285.63.
Second.
Yeah.
Okay. Further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay, department reports. We'll start with Kelly.
This is the last week for leaf pickup. We've been over to town 6 weeks. And since we're getting close to the end, there's a lot of people that put limbs on top of their leaves because limb pickup was over in October. But so we're going to go around this week and pick up limbs one more time so we can get to the leaves underneath them, and then we'll Friday probably make a round with the machine and get the remaining leaves. And we've had a guy in the alleys, or a couple guys, trying to trim some of the alleys back to prepare for plowing. And we went through all of our salt boxes and plows with the mechanic, preparing for snow events.
The inevitable.
Yeah. And we're going to start, we have a mountain of wood chips from chipping all summer, and I have a contact that we're going to get rid of those and probably start hauling the end of this week or next week and start getting rid of that pile and preparing for tree removal, which Larry's starting, so that'll give us a place to be able to put chips back in the at the shop. And I told him after this week, or maybe the end of this week, we can have a couple guys helping them with tree removal as well. So I think there's 60 maybe on the list that Sean or Larry had mentioned to me. I don't remember which one, but we'll try to help them out with that. So that's okay. All I have right now.
Questions of Kelly? Okay. Thanks, Kelly. I'll switch over to Tim.
Friday was the first annual Christmas parade, the Lighted Christmas Parade. I think that event was a success. We had many officers that helped out with traffic direction, and thanks to the a few deputies that helped us out with traffic direction as well. We have 40 applicants for our new position, so Saturday, December 1st, we will do the written test, and then once that is completed, whoever passes the written test will then move on to the physical agility. That will be December 15th at the high school. So I have many guys involved with grading and getting through the physical agility. And then we'll move on through with the first round of interviews in January. Hopefully have that process completed mid-February. The captain and I are meeting with the sergeants to discuss upcoming performance evaluations. We are also working on a list of trainings and public relation opportunities we can use for 2013. Thursday, there's a group of us that are playing Pictionary against the firemen there at the Senior Citizen Center. So if you want some cheap entertainment, that is always a lot of laughs. And Friday, we have a group from the Criminal Justice Institute that's coming here to do a site inspection to make sure that we are in compliance with the Juvenile Justice Act. So they look at our interview room and talk about where we speak with juveniles and their parents and things like that. So we have our policies out and our floor plans and everything ready to show them when they get here on Friday. That's it.
Questions of Tim? Okay. Thank you, Tim. Let's do Emily next. That'll be fun. This is Emily Lewis. Emily is are you a senior?
Yeah.
A senior at Columbia City High School, and Emily is one of our youth council members. Do you want to kind of give a report as to what we worked on last time?
Mostly what we did was we discussed what we're going to teach the fifth graders, and basically the entire, like, three-fourths of the meeting, we watched videos, we looked at handouts, and we discussed the different levels of government, so then we're able to, like, turn it into something that fifth graders can understand, and we can teach it to them and entertain them along with that, and that's basically it. And then we went over the questions for our business walk, and we proved those.
One of the neat things they'll be doing here in a couple months, I believe, they'll be going, like Emily talked about, going into the fifth grade classrooms and teaching separation of powers and the different branches of government. And so kind of talk about that at the federal level, but also potentially talk a little bit about that at the local level. And so we spent a lot of time, like she said, talking about that kind of stuff. And so very neat things that they're doing. So very good. Thanks, Emily. Okay, let's go to the department reports and start with Larry, since you're first on the list.
Okay. Basically, what we've done the last couple of weeks is Christmas decorations, of course, and then we started the tree removal Monday, and that brings up my question again.
It's on my desk.
About the wood.
Yes. To clarify that, I would actually be okay if this become a Board of Works decision, actually. The property that's located at the corner of Tower View and Hannah Street, it would be the, that'd be the north west corner?
East.
Northeast corner?
You're close enough.
Okay.
Hannah
and Tower View. Mm-hmm. So if you are at the water tower, you come up to Hannah, it's on your left hand. It's catty corner from the old junkyard, right? Killian's. That property is actually owned by the city of Columbia City. And Larry's brought up in the past of, well, specifically last meeting, of not having space for all the tree removals that are going to be taking place. If you go back to the MSF, you'll see there really isn't a lot of room. Even if Kelly gets rid of the pile, even when Kelly gets rid of the piles of wood chips, there's still not going to be enough room for as many trees as they have to cut this year. So the question becomes, where do we put those pieces of wood? You know, remembering that obviously we have many neighborhoods that are back along Hannah Street there. I guess I'm looking for direction from the board overall as to where, if we should do that, if we should maybe look at putting it at, I think we had originally talked about potentially putting, not originally, but had talked about potentially putting it at Baker. Is it Baker?
No, we talked about putting it at the north substation. We have that big lot that's vacant there also, and that's, you know, be more out of the way, as far as you know, homes.
Mm-hmm. Are you saying the north?
North end of Oak Street.
Yeah.
One thing you have to consider, I guess, putting it in residential areas, chainsaws running a lot and equipment, you know. So it's just something to throw out there. Think about.
There is not really a great place to put it. I'll say it that way. One of the things I have discussed with Kelly is no matter where we put it, we probably want it, well, we will make no dumping signs or things to that effect. Will they be effective? I doubt it, but at the very least, it's something to put there that gives us some teeth at least.
At an intersection where you're talking, one is site where it is a residential area for the most part, and everybody else is going to be dumping there.
Yeah.
I'm only concerned with that place.
A piece of property to city giveaway.
Larry, is the water, I mean, out by the water tower or your substation, is that adequate?
Yes, that would be.
You'd be okay with that? To have it out there versus over on Hannah?
That would be fine.
The thing about it is,
you know, we had all that wood a couple, 3 years ago, and we took it down to the park, and it just disappeared almost immediately because people have access to it. And unfortunately, you know, we would have to leave our gate open on the weekend or something, which we don't want to do for the people to get at it. But I don't think it'll last long once people know where we're taking it.
Yep.
Because they do stop and ask us. And some of them stay there and take the wood right off the spot, you know. So
they're
very much interested.
The ash border.
It's not ashwood. I don't believe.
No.
Right. It's other trees. Yeah.
We do have some ash trees, but.
But that wood is handled separately, I believe.
Right.
Isn't it?
They have to fill out a form at City Hall saying that they will not take it out of the contract.
I was just wondering.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, I know we're challenged for space, but if and I'm trying to recall, it's still at the end of a residential, so we're going to drive through the residential in and out. Is that gravel drive all the way back here? Or is that, I don't, I'm just saying.
It's asphalt.
Okay.
Clear to the.
So it's pretty solid for
get off the road. We might, there's kind of a little ravine there. We might have to have Kelly take us a truckload of stone there to get in there. But other than that, it's asphalt clear down to the end.
How close to houses is it, Larry? the substation.
There's one house across the street, and most of the time it's vacant, and then there's, I'd say, five or six lots between us and the next house south.
Okay. I've pulled it up on Beacon if you want to take a
look. I'm pulling it up on Google Maps right now.
I'm just wondering if we should talk to the people in the neighborhood, just as give them the opportunity to express their concern or support.
Sure.
Instead of just assume it's okay. I'm just trying to say, if I lived there, would I want it there?
Right.
I know we're. Mm-hmm. I think as a courtesy to the homeowners, we should either go talk to them. That would be the immediate impact, and see if we can just work with them.
Sure.
Yeah.
Is that clear enough? Or is that, do I need to put a hat on?
Is that better?
There we go.
Yeah.
So which lot would we be at over here?
I would say it's probably, is it the grassy area directly south of the substation there?
Right.
Is that what you're thinking? Okay. So it's that's the one house there, and then you'd have
just
that
two
house
to contend with.
Yeah. And I don't,
does this go over to the water tower?
No, it just goes, it's the back, it's kind of a back way to.
Yeah. I think if we approach it, you know, from the standpoint, just talk to the people, at least there's two houses that will be impacted, and I think you're far enough away from them, Mike.
But one thing nice, you know, it gets dark now, and it more than likely won't be cutting in the evening hours. Well, I guess it gets dark every night, but I mean earlier.
Okay. Well, I think Larry, you and I can get together and we can discuss, or we can talk about calling and stuff, and or getting a hold of the people that are nearby there. And I don't have a problem with that. Is that the site that you would prefer then?
Right. Over the Hamas site? Impact less people there than any.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Worst case, again, I have no permission just to think they might have a sound effect.
Yeah, something temporary.
Something to keep this from an aesthetics.
Is that, there's a tower to the north of that substation. Is that a cell phone tower, radio tower?
That's a cell phone.
Cell phone tower. Okay. I was just thinking.
But it wouldn't interfere with any of that.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, we'll let's talk about that. I think that's a good. As far as I'm concerned, sounds like the Board of Works is okay with that site. I'm okay with that site as long as the residents are, you know, they don't mind. Let's say it that way.
And it's been, again, hopefully it's a seasonal thing. It's going to be year round, or you don't know, or
no, it might just be.
Well, I'm assuming once you put it out there, as long as people know where to go with it, it'll be.
Our summer tree cutting, they keep up with pretty good, you know, by putting it there at the MSF. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You have anything else to report on, Larry?
We had a resident that did get a location permit and started digging in his back or his front yard, hit our conduit that we had going to his house to feed his house, and he had a backhoe, and of course pulled the transformer right off the pole.
Oh, geez.
And him and two other neighbors were without power for a while, but we got that rectified.
Call
and
before
then
you
we
did.
Had a guy wire come loose down by the sub and hit one of the primary wires, and we were out of power over the weekend for a little bit. But basically, that's it.
Okay.
Larry, again, it's been a while, but do you have a new line truck coming? Or
well, we got one.
I was thinking that you had
one. We have received that, yeah.
Okay.
Working out real well.
Good.
It's all lettered and everything, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I knew that. I just remember somewhere in time one was purchased. I just didn't know.
And then the other one worked out real well because the park department wanted to needed a bucket truck, and I said, hey, don't forget, we got that one that everybody's able to use, so they come over and got their little job done and used a bucket truck, and everything worked out good for them, too.
Good.
Okay. Anything else for Larry? Thank you, Larry. My dear.
You want to do the corrosion thing first?
That's fine.
Okay. A couple weeks ago, the mayor and myself met with a guy from CorPro about putting some anodes on the water main along 205. And their proposal was for $9,285, I think. And that's 25 anodes. And one day of training, they'll come and train us how to do it, then the rest of them we'll put in ourselves. Most of those will be from 30 up toward Eagle Glen. There'll be just be a few on the west side of 30. Because of where the main's going to get replaced, we're not going to put any onto that. We'll have to use insulating flanges to separate the two. New main and the old main, and then there's going to be a few down toward the bridge on the little section there that doesn't get replaced. But it's something I think ought to be done. According to all the information, it has helped prevent pipes from corroding more and having more leaks. And we had two soil samples taken through that area, and the soil is very corrosive. So hopefully it'll slow it down, but it's probably not going to end all of them, but then still what damage has been done is done. So if half of that wall is already ate through, it's not going to take that much longer for the rest of it to go. So just basically is asking for your permission to go ahead and get these ordered and start putting them in.
So is this something that will have a lifetime? As long as, means 20 years? Or
the bags themselves should probably last 20 to 25 years, yeah. It's a 32-pound bag, so.
So do you have to go dig it up and expose it and then cover it back up?
Yeah. Wow. I'll have to pick every spot and then send in paperwork to the state because most of it's in state right away. So.
Gotcha.
But it is kind of a preventative maintenance. We've had.
Yeah.
Well, how many leaks have we had along that line?
At least six. I mean, what damage was done to the last one in the road and everything is more than what this is going to cost. Yeah. I mean, and I'll bet a paycheck that we'll be digging that road up again before 2014.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You know, it's just something that's going to help. So.
Yeah.
But I'm.
That line is part of the other project, right? If I remember.
The part that's getting replaced, we're not going to put any on it.
Right.
Yeah, just what's going to be left. Yeah.
So, Mike?
For the lift stations that we replaced, the SNL stations that were 50 years old, they had anodes on them. And the new ones that's been sold had anodes on them.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, there was light corrosion on the inside, but it never rusted through from the outside in 50 years.
So this method has been tried by us, and it's pretty true.
It's a standard feature on the SNL cans that they bury anodes with them. Each of our new stations has four of them on it that are attached to it.
Okay.
Yeah. All of our vaults, metal vaults, have them. It's the same thing gas company puts on their metal lines. It's just normally hasn't really been a problem to water main, but it's starting to be an issue now with using recycled metals for ductile material. You're getting more things, you know, can happen to it. So
what's very interesting is as the gentleman who was presenting to Mike and I kind of slipped in at the last moment, was talking about energy and feeding off of the anodes or anoids or whatever they're called, and just very interesting process that this offsets from it. Basically, if you kind of think of a Japanese beetle trap, if you will, it draws the beetles away from the berries into that bag. This is basically the same concept, except it's drawing the acidic soils away from, not away, but the acidity from the, yeah, the corrosiveness away from the pipes and toward the innards. So, very neat process. As long as no one has any other questions, I'll make the motion to approve the quote, if you will, by CorPro. Allow Mike to move forward on getting the anodes.
Second.
Okay. Further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Thanks, Mike. Do you want to give your report?
Yeah. Actually, on like ductile iron, they expect a life expectancy to be 105 years, and this is less than 20. So, and on PVC pipe, you're only supposed to get 55 years, so that's still why we prefer using ductile over PVC. But, you know, just now we're going to start doing a little soil testing once in a while to see, I guess. And actually, the new ductile that goes in that area is going to be poly-wrapped, which is something that's just started taking place in the last 4 to 5 years, too. It's just like pulling a big garbage bag over it and going with that so you don't have the soil causing problems. Last week, we had a couple different department meetings. Took up quite a bit of time each day on that and worked on changing out some meters. And ordered a new trench box, so we have two of them now. We'll be able to have one at each end of the pipe. We're kind of starting to follow through with some of that stuff from the OSHA inspection. We're still waiting to get our papers from them, but.
Yeah. So Beth had said it's interesting it's taken this long.
So. Yeah. So I was able to find another trench box just like the current one we had and everything, so they'll be identical. We can switch panels back and forth and everything. So other than that, it's kind of a slow week for 3 days. So yeah.
Questions of Mike? Thanks, Mike. Mike?
When I was in Indianapolis at the conference, I had a chance to meet with a couple guys from the Northern Indiana Operators Association. And I got to talking with them. I talked to them before, and they wanted us to host a couple-hour seminar here last year. And since we're in the middle of construction, I declined that offer. But I had talked to them down there in Indianapolis and do not have a month yet, but I told them that we would participate in that this year. It was allow all my guys on that particular day to get 3 CEU hours. A lot of times there's a lunch, they'll have a company provide a lunch, and then they do a plant tour. And, you know, I was thinking maybe if we do it later on this summer or fall, then we'll be able to provide a tour and get some hours out of it too, with either no cost or very minimal cost to the city. So, then also while I was there, a lot of it, the conference, a lot of seminars that I went to, were geared towards CSOs, treatment facilities, tanks, and things like we've had installed. And Bob and myself gathered some information and some plans that they were going to try and try to divert some flows inside the plant itself to see if we can actually increase the amount that we can treat on top of what they say our design is, see if we can't increase that to take the risk of actually losing any water out of our storage tank. Still use our storage tank, but when we discharge from that, then we have a whole new ball game that we have to test and everything else. So there's a few things that we want to try on some smaller events and see, and then see how that works, if it would work on a larger event. Not that we pray for rain, but sometimes for rain, I'm excited to try these and see if what happens. It's either going to work or it's not going to work. The water pump for our gravity belt thickener is back in service after being down for several weeks. In that conversation we had this morning, instead of a lot of our waste from our waste tank going through the thickener to the digester to storage, we had to bypass digester and put it to storage. So instead of putting all that water and everything, since it's thin, putting it in the digester and taking up space there, and we have to heat it, I had the guy send it directly out to storage, so that may be part of that issue too.
Oh, okay.
But this will be back in. They thickened today, so we'll be back to our normal process now.
Good. Okay.
So I forgot about that this morning, but yeah, I had to have things changed around while this water pump was down.
Well, I wasn't totally wrong, is what I hear you saying.
Right.
What I told the citizen. Okay.
Right.
Good. Thanks.
Our Christmas lighting is up on display. I thank Larry. He sent some guys out in the truck today, and they put our final decoration up on the side of the storage tank. Got it working. Put together during the improvement project the clarifiers, the new VFDs, and also the pumps being installed, new pumps that we had. Opportunity for training on all three of those, and so I put together a packet that was sent to the state today for training hours for staff and myself on that equipment, and hopefully get approval back on that and get some hours out of that. They've just been working on. I've been off on vacation, so there was no major breakdowns or anything like that while I was gone. There's regular equipment maintenance and inspections. Everything's going pretty good.
Very good. Questions of Mike Cook? Thanks, Mike. Last but not least, Jeff.
GAI's survey team has been on site last week and this week on the Southwest Storm design, preliminary design project, and should wrap that later this week. Also, regarding that general vicinity, Kelly and I have been working on storm water separation and improvement project that will need to take place prior to the next phase of the South Line Street improvements. I think that in your Dropbox you got one quote. I'm working on another one. I really ask that you not divulge that amount on that one quote at this point for competitive reasons. It'll give you an idea of what we're looking at cost-wise, though. It's something that can't be done yet this year. We've got money for, and would really benefit us so that in the spring, when Kelly's team gets down there, they're not having to look around another subcontractor. So I got calls into another firm to try to get a quote. They just haven't been
connected to council
yet. So yeah. Still working on that, and once I get that, I'll bring it to the board. I think I sent out an email to all of you last week that the Soil Water Conservation District has hired a new employee. He begins next, the 3rd. Is that Monday?
Monday.
Next week, anyway, the 3rd. And I'm scheduled to meet with him either Wednesday or Thursday next week. He has no experience in this area, but I'm not so sure that that's a bad thing. He's come into it very open-minded and very enthused about trying to work with us. I talked to Nadine quite a bit about this, and she's going to be more engaged in the process than she has been in the past. It's good. Hindsight's always 20/20, and you can learn from those challenges and hiccups in the process. Last but not least, I met with Humboldt representatives last week on providing project information and different O&M issues, to the best of my knowledge, for our rate study, and they were going to be getting a hold of Kelly for the collection system and for the lift station information as well. That's it for
tonight. Okay. Questions of Jeff?
Was that Diamond Avenue? That was in here somewhere.
I can't hear you.
The Diamond Avenue project?
That's the one I'm talking about.
Right.
And I sent it separate from the
chat. I remember reading. I'm just trying to find it.
Yeah, I think it's outside that.
Oh, it's outside this?
Yeah.
But
but he's going to get, yeah, and he's going to get another, he's going to get another quote, so that's what he was asking, that we don't diverge the, or divulge the, yeah.
Right, but I guess, I think I heard you say you want to try to get done this year, and obviously December's next week. My question to the board is, Mayor, if the board gives you the power to approve the quote when the second quote comes in, we don't have to wait
until
the next meeting. If the board's okay with that, because I think we know what we have in front of us, and I think it's a good project to do for that part of town. So I'm just saying, trying to keep it moving due to the time of the season.
Yep.
I'm okay giving the mayor the authority to make that decision between the two bids.
I agree with that. I'm online, I think.
I was kind of concerned about waiting a couple weeks.
I got Google to come up on
as well. When I was out there, I read through it. I had a conversation with Kelly earlier about it.
Okay.
And I would say that, I try to give the mayor power to go ahead and make that choice.
Is that okay, Marcia, that we allow him to do that?
If you have to re-ask the question, I was looking
at I'm sorry. We have a situation here where we have a quote in front of us, and they're wanting to get it done yet this year. We have a second quote coming that we've not received. If the board gives the mayor the authority to act as the board, to let him, let's say the quotes come in tomorrow, he has the authority to make that choice so we can get the ball rolling because of the time of the year.
This isn't a required bid situation, then I take it.
This
is to comply with the normal bidding
this
process.
This would be less than that.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. This would clarify that.
Okay. Sorry about that, Walt.
No, you're fine. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say I appreciate that as a board. What I would say is that this project is just another way in which we can divert stormwater out of the wastewater system, thereby saving costs at the wastewater plant of putting additional chemicals in and things to that effect. So any of these kind of projects that we can do to divert stormwater away from wastewater is going to eventually end up saving us lots of money, and that's what we want.
And to me, these are the excellent opportunities that we don't have to invest in engineering costs, survey costs, all the above. I mean, we're saving thousands of dollars by taking the expertise that we have in-house,
right,
and working with the contractors locally. And so I guess to me, that's kind of what energized me to move on this. So.
Okay.
So I,
well, I appreciate that. We will do so.
You want that into a motion?
Do we need a motion on that, Marcia? Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I'd like to make a motion that we give the mayor the authority to review both bids when the second bid arrives, and the mayor can make the decision between the two bids for the project on South Diamond Avenue, and give him the authority to represent the Board of Works with the approval and awarding of the job.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion or questions?
Do
you want the amount identified? Or?
I was just going to ask you, you better do it, do not
exceed
amount.
I think there's
a problem if you don't do not exceed.
Yeah. Well, can I expose that, though?
Because that's my concern. We've only got one right now.
Much TV.
And I'm just trying to, the second one hasn't arrived yet.
Okay.
It'd be the
lower
one, too.
One of them for free.
The most responsible responsive.
Well, that I was going to say, you could just say
I think there's a problem then, because then now I do think there's a problem, because that needs to be on in public if you're approving the sums.
I don't think it's, I'd rather table it then, because I
think you better.
Fair.
I'm so sorry.
To the existing
sorry. Yeah, if you can't give the do not exceed amount, I think you better table.
Do you want to rescind your motion?
Based upon the recommendation of lead counsel, I would withdraw my motion.
Okay.
Yeah, I apologize. I think you've got to have
your email us the two quotes and then have us respond so that we can get
it. It has to be public.
No, that has to
be public.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to wait 2 weeks unless we have a...
We could always call a special session if you'd like.
Yeah, you can call a special session, have it published.
We can have it 7 a.m. if you'd like.
Second quote first.
Get Brianna out of bed early.
Yes, please do.
Actually, I'd be fine with that. Because otherwise it's a 2 week study.
Yeah. What?
She just said, can't you make the not to exceed higher than what you know?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean,
there's
still a
pretty
good amount of action.
All right.
Okay.
We table.
That's okay. We can wait.
All right.
Anything else, Jeff?
No.
No? Okay. Marcia?
Nothing.
Rosie.
That's
okay.
I have two quick things. I think I sent out an addition for the community Christmas to get permission for them to block off It's Not the Streets with the parking spaces December.
It was extra street closing.
7th and 8th.
7th and 8th parking on South Side. Yeah.
And it's just from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m.
If you hit that corner button, then go down to...
Because it's just not blocking off the parking. It's not really blocking off the street.
Yeah, they just block the parking. Well, they have to get permission to block the parking.
Yeah.
Because it's all the way around courthouse. Mm-hmm. So that the handicap and everybody can sit in their cars.
Mm-hmm.
So do they actually block, like, the westbound side of that and leave the other side
it's
open?
Just the south side.
But they just want the parking spots on the south side of the courthouse, correct? They don't want Market Street.
Well, they want Market from Main to Chauncey.
See, I don't think they've ever done that before. I think he actually just wants the parking spots. Maybe we should clarify.
Well,
I don't know that they've closed.
It's just that side of the street on by the courthouse. Because they have that live Christmas on the courthouse square.
Yeah, but I think... Last year, I'm pretty sure Tim, they did just the parking.
Did they? Okay.
Because you was able to drive through there and look.
It's just the parking.
Just the parking spaces.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Not Market Street isn't closed down. It's just
The
parking spots.
Yeah.
The parking.
Between.
The only issue I have is that December 7th is a Friday, correct?
Pardon?
December 7th is a Friday, correct?
Yeah, Friday and Saturday from 4 to 10.
The only thing I see is that the county employees that use all those spots don't get off work until 4:30.
I would have to change it to 4:30 as well, because I know they're there until at least then.
So why are public parking there?
And I don't know if this is somebody new, but they do this every year.
I think it is.
Somebody new. Okay.
Tim?
My recommendation would be on the 7th. It's from 4:30 to 10, and then 4, and then it would be fine on December 8th from 4 to 10.
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion or questions? All in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous.
Is they requesting barricades or cones or anything?
Yes.
Looks like street barricades.
Street. Okay.
And then the other thing is Brad Manier. Talked to Tim and I about blocking off three spaces up here by their real estate place, and for the life of me, Tim, I cannot remember why.
Well,
you had to do it Christmas.
Because they're doing a...
Oh, you were...
It was. I don't think it was
it
Tim.
It wasn't Tim, it was you.
No, I think it had to do with Christmas, something with Christmas they were going to put... Weren't they going to have, like, reindeer or something? Something like that. It wasn't going to be...
Out in front of his door, he has a sign that says... Santa is going to be there from like 1 to 4 on one day, and the public is welcome.
I think it's on a Sunday, and I think that's why.
1 to 4.
Yeah, it was on a Sunday. And I don't think, I think the reindeer were not going to be in the parking spaces.
Oh,
it's Saturday?
Well, that's what I wrote down, December 1st from 1 to 4.
December 1st.
Oh, yes.
1st is Saturday.
This coming Saturday. You're right. But I think, if I remember right, the parking spaces were the ones in front of Star Insurance, and they were not open. Well, it was them and Manier's place there. So.
Yeah, and it was such a short notice. I mean, it was just into the end of the last week, so I didn't have time to do anything on it.
Well, isn't there three spots already have cones in them now? here on the side of the building?
For what?
In those parking spots, it was blocked off the other day.
On Van Buren?
No, on Chauncey's side, there was.
Oh.
From the corner this way, there was three of them blocked off. So you're around the other side.
Yeah, that was blocked off for the Christmas parade.
For the parade, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
We're, yeah, we're talking. Yeah. Well, no, we're talking Van Buren Street.
I mean Van Buren.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what day is this request for?
Saturday.
December 1st.
Yeah.
Okay.
From 1 to what? 1 to 4?
1 to 4.
Yeah, that impacts downtown merchants, and I'm just... And normally we give my courtesy and a heads up to that event.
I know, and that's he just came in Wednesday.
So.
And we weren't here the rest of the week, so.
I'm. This could be one where we just delegate to you and.
Okay.
And handle.
Okay, I'll take the heat for it. That's fine.
Well, I'm just saying that we'd let you make that call yeah. once you talk to the merchants or something.
Yeah.
I honestly don't think it's going to be that big a deal at that time of day.
I think they were just concerned with the kids. They didn't want...
They were trying to protect the kids that would be there, yeah.
They didn't want to deliver pizza or what?
So they're not running around
when they bug comes right here.
If I say you got bugs, yeah. I'm just saying you got some other merchants there that hasn't really had the opportunity to be introduced to us.
Okay.
Again, I if you want a motion just to let the mayor and the chief of police work through, I'm okay with that.
Any further discussion?
Tim, you okay with that?
You and I are going to work it out.
We're just going to make a motion to let you and the mayor work out the details on this particular time frame.
That sounds great.
Okay.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous, and I will abstain.
See, Mayor, we try to pass it off.
I appreciate that. Okay. Anything else, Rosie? Done. Okay, Walt.
No, sir.
I only have one thing that I can think of. Well, two things. Number one is next week. Is it next week? I think Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, I'm going to be at Mayor's Institute. I believe. Let me double check that. Yeah, I'll be at Mayor's Institute Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. All of the department heads have set their goals for 2013, and great goals, very adventurous goals, and a lot of times, and looking forward to it. So, a lot of good progress in that way. Dano?
I have nothing.
Nothing. Okay. Media? Okay. Then I will call it adjourned. Thank you, everybody.